We begin Shvi'i, the last of the seven aliyos of Parshas Korach. This again is Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Weinrib completing Parshas Korach. The first five aliyos were given by Rabbi Menachem Liptak. As we saw in yesterday's installment from Shishi to Shvi'i, and following the Yisod, the fundamental principle laid down by Rav Hirsch, what we are seeing here is another form of not only Havdalah, of separating or distinguishing or promoting one element of the Jewish people above others, but we are seeing more than that. We are seeing Hagbalah, a gvul, a limit placed on the ability of people to reach the holiest of holies, so that a non-Levi and non-Kohen, a Zohar, is very severely limited in being able to approach the Mikdosh. He can't perform Korbanos, etc. The Levi is somewhat limited. He also cannot perform Korbanos, but he can sing along. He can offer the shir, the song, along with the Korbanos, and he can assist in various ways. And the Kohen, of course, can come very close to the ultimate Kedusha, but even he has his limits as to when, under what conditions, and what requirements he has to perform in order to do the Korbanos correctly. And with closeness to the ultimate holiness comes greater and greater responsibility. So that the Kohanim are held responsible, it is there duty to see to it that a non-Kohen does not come too close to the places which are too holy for him. In exchange for this extra responsibility that we learned yesterday that the Kohen has, he's given an array of matonos, a wide array of 24 different matonos kohuna, which include meat from some of the Korbanos, from the Kodshei Kodeshim, meat from the Kodshim Kalim, but he receives those with various restrictions. Meat from the Kodshei Kodeshim, only he and his male children can eat. Only Zichre Kohuna can eat. And it has to be eaten within the confines of the temple courtyard of the Azora. Kodshim Kalim, his entire family can eat, men, women, even slaves, but has to be eaten with the confines of Yerushalayim. And then he has other, what we would call today, perks, other benefits, other matonos, truma, bikurim, and b'chor behema tahora, and the pidyon of b'chor behema tameya, and the pidyon habein of a ben zohar, of a b'chor, of B'nai Adam, of a human being. In this Parsha now, Shvi, we turn our attention to the Levi. What does he get? After all, he too, as we will see, is deprived of any chelek in the land of Eretz Yisrael. He gets no land. And various types of work are expected of him. Yes, less intensive, perhaps, less sacred, perhaps, than the assignments that the Kohen had, but nevertheless he has an array of assignments. What does he get in exchange for his hard work? And how does he support himself? So the Pasuk tells us, at Pasuk Shvi'i, at the Parsha of Shvi'i, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Chof Aleph, V'livnei Levi hine nosati kol ma'aser b'Yisroel nachla. He has a nachla, he has an inheritance, but his inheritance is a tithe, a 1%. And notice again, he, the Kohen, is given it by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam is the ultimate bestower, the ultimate nosein, the ultimate giver. He receives this ma'aser, this 1/10 of the produce of the non-Levi Jews. Chelef avodaso masher heim ovdim es avodas ohel moed, in exchange for the work that they do in the service of the Ohel Moed, of the tent of the assembly. Notice, they do not work in the Mizbeach. They do not work in what we would call the Mikdosh. Rather, he works in the Ohel Moed. He, in the Midbar, carries the tent, various aspects of it. In the Beis HaMikdosh, he guards the Beis HaMikdosh. But it's the periphery, the Ohel Moed, and not the Mikdosh itself, not the Mizbeach. V'lo yikruvu od b'nei Yisroel el Ohel Moed loseis cheit lomus. It's the Levi's assignment, and the non-Levi, the just stam b'nei Yisroel, the ordinary Jew, cannot come close. He has the extreme hagbolo, the extreme demarcation, a barrier. He can't come closer, and it's under the threat of death. V'yavad Levi hu es avodas ohel moed v'heim yisu avunom. Just as the Kohen worked in the Beis HaMikdosh and bore the ultimate responsibility for any infiltrator, so too the Levi bears the responsibility for any infiltrator. As Rashi says, Vehem Halevim, and they, the Levim, Yisu Avonom Shel Yisroel. They're responsible for the Ben Yisroel who sins and approaches where he shouldn't approach. Chukas Olam Medodosecha. This is an eternal law for all times. Uvesoch b'nei Yisroel lo yinchalu nachlo. There's a downside. The downside is that whereas the rest of the b'nei Yisroel inherit land, real estate, homes, fields, the Levi does not. Not in the same sense as a ben Yisroel. But rather, ki es ma'asar b'nei Yisroel ashe yorimu l'ashem terumo nosati l'alviyim l'nachlo. It is rather the ma'aser rishon, the first tithe. When a Jew has a crop, he takes one-tenth of it and gives it to the Levi. That is the Levi's nachlo. And notice, this ma'aser rishon, this tithe, this one-tenth, is called here terumo. Terumo. And Rashi says it's called terumo because until that first tithe is given, in that first tithe, as we will see, the Levi himself must give one-tenth of that tenth to the Kohen. Until he does that, so the 10% that he has 1%, 1% of the grand total that belongs to the Kohen. The whole thing, the whole Ma'aser Rishon, is called Terumah until the Levi discharges his responsibility. But he gets that one-tenth. And because he gets that one-tenth, the Pasuk continues, Alkein omarti lohem besoch b'nei Yisroel lo hinchalu nachalo. So we have, again, repetitively, but for emphasis. The emphasis is, there's a trade-off, there's no nachalo, no nachla, but instead there is ma'aser. It's one for the other. Then the pasuk continues, okay? Mr. Levi now has ma'aser. He now has one-tenth. Mr. Yisroel had 100%. He gave of that 100%, 10%. Let's say he had 100 barrels of grain. He gave 10 of those barrels of grain to the Levi. Now, what is the Levi supposed to do with those 10 barrels? Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe lemor. So God told Moshe, V'el halaviyim tedaber, that now you have to speak to the Leviim and tell them what they are to do with that tenth. V'yomarto aleihem, and tell them, Ki sikhu b'eis b'nei Yisroel, es hama'aser asher nosati lochem me'itom b'nachal aschem. When you take from the Ben Yisroel that ma'aser, in our example, those 10 barrels, which I, the Ribbono Shel Olam, gave you. Remember, the emphasis is again and again. The Ribbono Shel Olam is giving this as his gift to the Levi. So, Mr. Levi, take those 10 barrels. V'hare mosem mimenu trumas adonoi ma'aser min ha'ma'aser. Now you must lift up as a special truma, which is called terumas ma'aser, you must take one barrel of those 10 and give it to the Kohen. So the Yisrael gives 1/10 of 100, in our example, 10 to the Levi. The Levi gives 1/10 of his 10, in our example, one barrel to the Kohen. Now this barrel that the Levi gives, which we call terumas ma'aser, the truma taken from the 10th, is in every sense the same sanctity and the same rules apply to it as applies to regular truma, to the truma given directly from the Yisroel to the Kohen, which we learned about in yesterday's parsha. So now the pasuk says, "V'nechshav lochem trumaschem." Mr. Levi, your truma, your one barrel, will be considered to be absolutely equivalent, kadogon min hagoren v'chamleya min hayokev, like the regular truma, which is given from grain, or from the yekev, or yokev at the end of the pasuk, is the pit in front of which grapes are squeezed into wine. So when truma is given to the Kohen, it has certain halachos, it has a certain sanctity. Now, when the Levi gives his truma, his 1/10 of a tenth of the Kohen, has the same halacha. Kein torimu gam atem trumas Adonai mikol ma'asroseichem. Whenever you get your 10th, you've got to give truma from that 10th. 1/10 from your 10th. From the 10th, asher tikhu me'eis b'nei Yisroel, unisatem mimenu es trumas Adonai li'aron ha'kohen. The Levi has no right to maintain, to hold on, to possess that. It has to be given to the Kohen. Mikol matnoseichem torimu eskol trumas Hashem. Mikol chelbo es mikdisho mimenu. From every fat thing, from every good thing, from every benefit that you have, you must give 1/10 as truma to the Kohen. Again and again, the Torah emphasizes, the Levi does not get off the hook. The Levi owes to the Kohen Truma in much the same way as the Yisrael owes to the Kohen Truma. In fact, the Levi owes in a sense more, because the Levi has to give 1/10 of the Ma'aser he gets to the Kohen. The Ben Yisroel does not have to give 1/10, that's a lot. He has to give 1/10 to Levi. But to the Kohen, he can give chito achas poteres es hakri. Ben HaTorah, he can give one kernel of wheat and get away with it. And midrabbanan, he can give 1/40, 1/50, 1/60, but far less than 1/10 to the Kohen. The Levi gives proportionally more to the Kohen than the Yisroel gives to the Kohen. And interestingly enough, the Yisrael gives more to the Levi than anyone gives to the Kohen. No one's giving 1/10 of their grain to the Kohen. Of course, there are other things besides Truma, which the Kohen gets, which probably restores the balance. What can the Levi do with this Ma'aser Rishon? Well, whereas Truma has to be eaten under certain circumstances, Truma has to be eaten only by a Kohen. A non-Kohen cannot eat Truma. But the Levi's Ma'aser can be eaten by anyone and anywhere. As the Pasuk then continues, Va'achaltem oso b'chol makom atem uveisrem. You can eat it anywhere, you and your household. Rashi says anywhere means even in a cemetery. It can even be eaten in a place which is tome. Kisachar hu lochem, this is your wages. Wages can be eaten anywhere. Kisachar hu lochem, chelef avodaschem bi'ohel moed. It's an exchange, it's a payment, it's a salary that you're getting in effect, and it does not have the same kinds of restrictions as truma. The main thing is, v'lo sisu alov chet baharimchem eschel bo mimenu. It must be very tempting for the Levi not to give, but to bear a sin, to commit a sin. However, the Torah warns him, do not commit that sin, but rather lift up the fat, juicy, expensive, delicious 10th and give it to the Kohen. And in doing that, V'yes kod shevin that Yisrael lo sechalalu v'lo samusu. It's very strict. If you don't, you are, in a sense, disgracing or degrading the ma'aser, the one-tenth, the 10 barrels, which the Ben Yisrael gave you. He gave it to you with the understanding that you would give one-tenth of that to the Kohen. If you don't give that one-tenth, you are mechalel his kodeshim. You are desecrating his sacred gift. And that could carry the punishment of death. Don't do it. In other words, don't withhold, but rather give. And the opposite will be true. You will not die, but rather you will live. So we have now finished Shvi'i to the end, and we finished with Parshas Korach.